Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today I have another important interview to bring you about an event that's coming up here in Texas that I think many of my audience is going to be inspired by, hopefully interested in, because like I think all of you out there, my guests today and the organizers, I think are ready to look beyond just the two-party paradigm. There's so many people who recognize the current political system's not working. They feel like their voices are being ignored from government, from the federal, state, down to the local level, and are really looking for some alternative options besides just throwing our hands up and saying, I give up, you know, who cares what happens, and maybe taking a more proactive approach. So my guest today is one of the organizers of the upcoming Independent National Convention happening April 3rd through 5th in Austin, Texas. Please, everybody, give a welcome to Christopher Life. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on your show, Derek.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to share this with my audience. As I said, most of my audience who's been following my work over the last 13 or 14 years are people who are generally not looking to, you know, I'd say for the most part, not looking to the major parties for any sort of inspiration or hope and, you know, looking for change to come from them. But they are the kind of people who want some change and would like to be a part of a type of change out there. And I'm assuming that's why this event is taking place. That's why I'm coming to participate. But before we get into all that, maybe you could just give us a brief background about yourself and then how you came to be involved in organizing this event.
Yeah. So, I mean, the short answer is, I'm devoted to, I see the name of your brand is Conscious Resistance. And, you know, I think that makes us kindred spirits. And, you know, understanding how the world has been and how the world can be, and we kind of rest to the space in between. And I feel like our generation's job is to declare independence from the aspects of the status quo, from the momentum of certain systems of government, economy, civilization that maybe got us to this point, but were extractive or abusive or manipulative, not necessarily honoring the total potential of the human spirit or the thriving of ecosystems on this planet. And so now as a rising generation, you know, with a sense of stewardship, we've got to decide, you know, holy smokes, where do we go from here? And how do we participate consciously in resisting the existing inertia of the status quo, and also creating and generating the more ideal future that we see as possible. And so that kind of general orientation is what led me into the work that I'm doing. And you know, I studied international security conflict resolution. I spent several years working in poverty alleviation in Africa, and kind of as that story goes, you know, I kind of thought that people in developing countries were people that hadn't quite caught up yet to the developed world. But after kind of being immersed in that space and also better understanding, you know, some of the geopolitical drivers, I realized that in fact, you know, it was the economic policies of Western countries, specifically the United States of America, that was actually creating poverty and driving poverty in so many parts of the world. And once I really got that, I realized, you know, there's no work for me to do on the edge of the leaves of the issues, right? The kind of extreme poverty, the environmental issues, these are kind of the edges of the issues. And then the center of the issue is the political and economic apparatus that produces those outcomes. And then so, you know, 10 years ago, I kind of set my trajectory to figure out how to create maximum impact in that regard to be able to, you know, create real systemic transformation, real phase change for our country and world. And so when I looked at that through that lens, I saw, you know, wow, we've really got to take on this political disruption for reals. Not revolution as like a, you know, buzzword or a hype term, but as a technical term, like, you know, what does it mean? How do we go about creating real political transformation in our country? How do we change who holds power, and how do we change the nature of power, you know, evolve the democratic process itself and the technologies that run our government? And so from that vantage point, I kind of came to a conclusion several years ago that the most viable political vehicle for a real national movement that I could see wasn't going to come from the emergence of any new political party or any new political movement or a campaign, but from helping to create connective tissue to tie together all of the different independent actors, all the different independent parties, all the different democracy reform initiatives, all the different social movements, so we can really act as more of a unified independent movement. We have, 50% of Americans identify as independent. That means over about 100 million adults in the country. So that's a total majority compared to the support of the two-party system, Republican or Democrat parties, respectively. So we're sitting on top of just this enormous political potential, but it needs to be galvanized. It needs to be actualized. And again, it's not going to be just the emergence of the Forward Party or the Common Sense Party or the Libertarian Party. It's not going to be from any one of these systems. It's going to be a system that helps to bring them together, to coordinate on running candidates together, on coordinate on driving democracy reform initiatives together, on coordinate on creating a lattice work of local organizing across the country that can function effectively as a united independent movement to drive these systemic transformations at a local level, because we need to create, independent elected officials at a local level. Obviously, you're aware of that need. And then we also need upgrades to our democratic process at a local level. But then we need to be able to pull all those local initiatives together to be able to flex that movement muscle to create state outcomes and national outcomes as well. And so that's kind of some of the philosophy and kind of drivers.
I love it. Yeah, man, I love it. I mean, obviously we're just getting to know each other here during this interview, but I feel like we could probably fill a whole hour exploring just some of the first couple of minutes you said there about your revelations working in a developing country and recognizing the role that the developed world, particularly the US, plays and kind of not only fomenting some of the problems, but then maintaining them and keeping the developing nations under their foot, as it were. And I also can say, based on what you just shared, that honestly makes me a lot more excited. I mean, not that I wasn't excited, but even more excited to participate in this event, because I think it's an important distinction what you're saying there, that it's not just about two things. For one, your realization that we need to really strike at the root. Like you were saying, you're kind of hitting at the branches of the problems. Like, let's strike at the root. We have all these amazing people doing things, but how do we bring them together? And I've long said in my own activism locally and on a national and international level that we really have all the tools we need within our community. And I kind of say that broadly, like, let's say the independent community, right? Generally speaking, we have so many people doing amazing things, as you're highlighting at this upcoming event, but perhaps they've never crossed paths. They just haven't connected yet. And when those moments do happen, I mean, I've experienced this myself, kind of on both sides, connecting people that I know, like, you two need to meet because something special is going to happen. And also being in the position where somebody tells me, I need you to meet this other person because you guys are going to do great work together. And if you bring everybody together with that purpose, and you're really looking at such a broad focus of topics, from self-governance, from health, from obviously politics and campaigning, but then independent media and blockchain and so many other aspects, I really think this is something special. So I commend you on, and your team on this effort. And why don't we dive into that? Why don't you tell everybody a bit more about, like I said, it's happening April 3rd to 5th. It's happening in Austin. What else do people need to know if they're hearing this? There's still time, I assume, to buy tickets and to attend and come in person. What does somebody need to know if they're hearing about this for the first time and they're curious to know more?
Yeah, thanks so much for asking that, Derek. So some of the things I think people should think about is first and foremost the education. So we're going to have just, not only Tulsi Gabbard, former presidential candidate, and Dennis Kucinich, former mayor of Cleveland and former congressional representative, and Chris Hedges, Pulitzer Prize winning journalist and New York Best Times selling author, Jennifer Say, the former global brand president of Levi's, Angela McArdle, the national chair of the Libertarian Party. The list goes on and on of the amazing presenters that are going to be bringing both education and inspiration forward. But we also, as you were mentioning, we have 45 different panel conversations, all with, best in class experts on the topics, discussing, how these different respective aspects work into a larger movement context. So, how parties can work together, how democracy reform initiatives can work together, how we can improve our election systems together, how we can improve our voting systems together, how we can coordinate around improving our blockchain governance technologies and our AI governance technologies. So we're really actually creating something coherent and cohesive. And so there's just an enormous amount of education from people that are wanting to, dip deeper into the topics that they already are passionate about, or kind of receive some 101 education around a lot of topics they might not be familiar with. So education, I think, is a really powerful reason to plug into the event. And then to your point, it's the synergy that I'm most excited about. You know, we designed this event for the purpose of movement building. Again, not like as like a hype concept, like movement building, get out in the streets, but like, no, actually bringing the relationships together, bringing the organizations together, helping people see a shared vision, helping people identify common ground, helping groups and organizations and individuals have the space to build the rapport, to meet each other personally, and to realize how there can be an intersection on their different projects, their initiatives, their goals, their aspirations, and we can stitch these different elements together, then we've got a whole lot of synergy to work with, and then the whole becomes much greater than the sum of their parts. And so I'm excited about organizations meeting each other, but also individuals showing up and communicating their projects and their passions and getting plugged in and meeting new team members and new collaborators and new organizations that they can plug into, and you know, building the relationships between the different types of agents that can all work together to be able to create really powerful impact in the world. So I'm already so inspired. Like you were saying, like, it's so inspiring, like, connect two people, because you feel like if they come together, something magical can happen. And I'm seeing that the scale of the hundreds of leaders that are all coming together. And I'm so excited and inspired for what gets to come beyond that. And then also how we can keep kind of coming together in this conversation of, you know, what if we were really acting as a united independent movement, and each of our efforts and organizations become an organ in that larger body? What's possible? You know, can we really create a center of gravity that the, you know, the 100 million Americans, independents, aren't going to identify with just Forward Party or just the Libertarian Party, just the Green Party? But if we can create the narrative of a united independent movement, well, now all of a sudden, every single independent can identify with that. And now we can tell a story, and now we can create engagement, and now we can help to bring people into a really deep invitation to play a role over the next 10 years in driving the systemic transformation that we need and doing that together.
Yeah, it's really an interesting challenge, and one that you're taking to kind of a higher scale, because it can be difficult enough to take people who are, let's say, independently minded. And like you mentioned, so that might be they're independently minded and they're drawn to the Green Party. They're independently minded and they're drawn to the Libertarian Party. They're independently minded and they're an anarchist and have no interest in electoral politics, right? But all those people, generally speaking, would fit under that label. And sometimes, as I'm sure you've experienced with your organizing and work in the past, sometimes egos can clash, or people are just, at least in my experience, maybe they don't even want to give up their brand for the bigger idea. But I do think if there's a way to go about that, which you seem to be moving in that direction, to bring people together, united on perhaps some common principles, and maybe at the very least united about what they don't like, because that's often what we can agree on. We agree we don't like this thing over here. Now, as far as what we think we should do to fix it, that's sometimes where, you know, we kind of diverge in our particular solutions. But either way, that power, that momentum, as you were saying, like, to move as one potential force, whether that meant for voting or just as a cultural force. Because I honestly think that, in addition to, you know, I am running for office, I'm running against several other candidates who are deeply established, tied to the Democratic Party, have already raised over $1.5 million and things like that. And I'm running to reach people and to spread a message, but not particularly because I think the change that I ultimately want is going to come through running for office, at least not for me. I mean, if I was to win, obviously we would do some pretty radical things, I think. But ultimately, I believe it's more about a cultural change, that culture tends to, like, bring politics with it. Politics are slow to change, government's slow to change. And I feel like that's what you're bringing in as well. You know, I'll mention a couple other names. You mentioned some friends of this show, Charles Eisenstein, Del Bigtree, my friend John Bush, Alex Zek, are speaking there in addition to the others you named. I will be speaking. I see there's like a musical artist component as well. I perform music, so if you need anybody else, you know, feel free to throw me in there. And yeah, I think it's a good opportunity for people, even if you have no interest in, say, the Libertarian Party, the Green Party, the People's Party, or that particular aspect, you could skip that panel, that discussion. As you said, there's over 45 different discussions, so there's quite a bit to choose where you want to go and what your focus is, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning the piece around unification, around what we all agree we're against. And it makes me think about some movies like one of the latest Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, the first Avatar, and even the movie Independence Day itself with Will Smith and the aliens. And what's common about all those movies is at the end of the movie, there's this big show up of an alliance, you know, to kind of defeat the existential threat that was threatening all of their existence and their livelihoods. And so I think that's actually a very reasonable thing, a mythic thing, an archetypal thing, but also a historically significant thing to actually bring different groups together for a common purpose. You know, and it reminds me of the colonies coming together to declare independence from King George III's Great Britain, and then together to generate the resources required to run a revolutionary war and ultimately declare independence. And so what do, you know, the anarchist and the libertarian and the Green Party and the Forward Party have in common? Well, I think they could probably all agree that they're not that thrilled about the two-party system running our country. And so it's a very easy to kind of use that as a way to build alignment. And I feel like that alignment's kind of been growing organically for the last couple decades. But right now, I feel like it's really at a point where the two-party system I see is undergoing a collapse process. And there's people that are leaving that system. There's resources that are leaving that system. There's supporters that are leaving that system. There's voters that are leaving that system. And there's party members and elected officials that are leaving that two-party system. And so we really kind of have this moment in time to keep fueling the fire of our Declaration of Independence, but not from King George this time, but this time our Declaration of Independence that can unite all of us is our mutual desire to actually declare independence from the Republican and Democratic parties and leave them in the rearview mirror of our national history and create a future that goes forward from here. So it is really that independence, that clear independence from the two-party system, that's the common denominator that can unite everyone together. And then from that point, nobody's asked to give up their brands. Nobody's asked to give up their leadership. We're just inviting a coordination framework so that those brands can actually be more effective at achieving their goals and their aspirations, their missions, because frankly, we need to work together for any of us to achieve our goals, because our goals are systemic transformation in nature, ultimately, right? Like the Forward Party, Libertarian Party, their goal isn't just to get somebody elected. Their goal is to be able to solve systemic problems and create a far better world. And we can't do that on our own. We can do that together. And so that's what this invitation is all about. If anyone who's listening to this resonates with any of that, then I think that being physically at the upcoming INC would be a phenomenal thing to do. It's coming up right around the corner, but it's in Austin. And so if you're in the proximity, then just show up. If you need to get on a flight and go there, do it. I don't know about you, but I'm sure that you've had your life changed by showing up to an event and getting inspired and meeting people. Absolutely. And making new connections. And then if you just absolutely can't get there in person, then you can plug in by the live stream and then consume a lot of that content, that information, kind of get your own inspiration and get plugged into what happens next.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll go ahead and put the link everywhere this is posted. I highly encourage everybody to check it out. If you are in proximity, if you can't afford to catch a flight or drive over there or catch it on the live stream, I'll be there hanging out April 3rd to the 5th in Austin, Texas, with Christopher, as well as the rest of the team and all the other speakers. I'm going to be there acting as media, as well as a candidate, and just generally somebody who believes in that vision that you outlined there. And I believe you're correct as well that we need to form alliances, and alliances sometimes in our divisive, you know, what we're told is a completely divisive era. And for many people it is, it can be more difficult. I remember 10 years ago, it seemed like there was more opportunity for this group and that group to come together on a specific cause. Sometimes it doesn't seem like there's opportunity for that. I think this is the perfect opportunity for that, for people of all different walks of life and particular backgrounds who recognize that they're dissatisfied with the current systems and the current paradigms and are looking for something better, want to be a part of creating something better, want to be a part of the solutions then, you know, we do need to come together. And to your last point, Christopher, I will say I've been really harping on my audience that it's important to come in person to events. If you, you know, come to Freedom events or activist events, come in person. So many people live through the internet now and their activism is exclusively online and they miss out on what's happening in the real world. And sometimes I think feel very hopeless or alone because they're not coming in person and being inspired and learning from other people and then making new connections, and it just continues to ripple out there. So again, if you can, I encourage you to attend. I'll be there. I'd love to shake some of your hands, and I look forward to shaking your hand, Christopher. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing. Anything else you want to leave us with before we go?
No, I just want to double down on your last statement of just really giving a guarantee that if people show up, they're going to have a life-changing experience, really. They're going to get activated. They're going to get the hope. They're going to get the connections, and it's going to set new trajectories online. And so just this is a really, you know, and I set a really clear intention when I kind of wanted to decide where this event was going to be held. And it kind of felt like it was an intuitive clarity that's like, bring that to Austin. You know, so if you're in the area, then we're bringing this event to you. And we hope that you can be able to allocate the time to show up and plug in.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, Christopher. Check out the link below, everybody, to find out more details. And I hope to see you in Austin very soon. As always, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
Since 2012, the Conscious Resistance Network has been an independent media organization focused on empowering individuals through education, philosophy, health, and community organizing. We work to create a world where corporate and state power do not rule over the lives of free human beings. Our motto is leading by example and helping others in their pursuit of freedom. Visit theconsciousresistance.com to find our articles, documentaries, interviews, podcasts, books, and more. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free.